Mr. Miller, Mr. Craig Miller.
How's it, Willem?
Good, man. It's lucky to have you on this set and in this podcast, hey? We've done a podcast before, and we did it via the internet, via, I think it was Zoom or something like that.
This is definitely a professional podcast.
Yes. Well, that's a compliment I'll take. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But welcome back, Craig. I'm saying welcome back. Yes, it's a different set and it's a different setup, but it's good to chat to you again about your brand, Sanaflow Africa, and about its products.
Thank you so very much for having us. It's a privilege to be here with you guys and show the South African plumbers what Sanaflow is all about.
Yeah. Craig, listen, but you fulfill a variety of portfolios at Sanaflow, but one of it is being more the technical side. You're the person who actually explains to the plumbers how to use the products. You're the guy who gives them the technical guidance on the products.
Correct. More the in-depth details on projects, I can help with that. Mainly, my job is after sales. So anything after the unit's been sold, I can help fix them, get them back up and running.
It was one of the questions. It was one of the questions I was going to ask at the end of the show, Nate, about that after sales services.
There you go. That's part of my everyday job.
The portfolio that you fulfill at Sanaflow Africa. Sanaflow Africa, in other words, the brand is a little bit wider than just South Africa and Africa.
Correct. We've got 26 subsidiaries around the world where our French mother company sells all their products to all the different regions.
Lekker.
Yes.
Yes, like. But off air, we spoke and we said it's a fairly new kind of technology in South Africa. And I know that we did mention that in the previous podcast that you and I did together. But the fact is that everything is constantly evolving. Everything is moving forward. And technology is, I mean, it's moving forward and progressing at an accelerated pace. And I always tell family and friends and acquaintances who are not in the plumbing industry that Munia plumber flock geekney. Don't underestimate plumbers and the plumbing trade and the plumbing industry, because there's a lot more complex things in the plumbing trade than what people actually expect.
100%. Exactly.
I mean, but Sanaflow has become a market leader in its market, and that's through its innovative technology. We're speaking of technology. We're speaking of the fact that it's fairly new in South Africa. You've been established here for a while, but you're still a market leader in that field.
Correct.
And it's through that innovative technology and also through your range of things like macerators and grinding systems. And that are those systems are both for residential application and commercial application.
Yes, correct.
But what's been happening since our previous podcast? One of the things that stood out for me, Craig, when I spoke to you on the phone and said, come, let's do another podcast together, is that I said to you, how are you and how's business? And you said to me, busy.
Yes.
And it's good to hear that, but it's also refreshing in a side, because when you speak to other people, they'd say, yeah, no, your business is taking a dip and business is quiet. And for you to actually say Sanaflow is busy.
It's good. Yes. Mainly, I think it's because it's helping clients and helping plumbers in applications or projects that are more expensive or deemed impossible, allowing shop owners to diverse and do new and different things and to mold and change at a cheaper cost. Some conventional plumbing can be quite expensive. Sanaflow is bringing an innovative solution to those issues.
Mm. Cost saving, time saving.
There we go. Exactly.
I liked it. It's we're going to get to macerators now and what they do and the purpose they fill. But the fact is, and again, off air, you said to me, you know, one of the things that make your product stand out is it turns the impossible into the possible.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, plumbers on regular occasion find impossible situations on site.
Yes.
And it's lucky to bring and to connect the people who have a need and a requirement for a solution, the plumbers, the technicians, and the customers, the consumers, together with to connect them with the people who have those solutions and say, here are our products. You know, this is a solution to the problem that you're facing, the impossible that you're facing. But any new products since last we spoke?
I think there are a whole lot of products that we have that people aren't aware of. So I wouldn't say they're new. But we are continuously bringing in new products from our factory to try and better apply products to plumbers' projects.
Craig, since our last, and the fact that you said that you're busy, is it? Do you think that it's because the brand is becoming more familiar and the products and people are becoming more aware of the products that your how busy you are has dramatically increased? Or is it the fact that the demand for it, all of a sudden, there's so many restricted scenarios where plumbers are restricted and now all of the sudden, hey, here's a solution for it. Is it that the demand of it's all of a sudden increased?
I think it's a bit of everything, Willem. Both being a strong brand, being a strong community of stores that we have in South Africa and plumbers. Finding applications where the pumps can be used, applying them in their everyday life. In most cases, they could maybe even do conventional plumbing, but it might, again, save the plumber and the clients a lot of time and efforts to use a SaniFlow. So then it can, at the end of the day, be the decision of the client or the decision of the installer to what's the best way for that project.
Let's talk about your macerators. Just for the plumbers and the consumers out there who may not be familiar with this technology yet, just a quick reminder, what exactly are macerators and what when and why would they be applied for? What would they be used for in the first place?
The term macerator is to cut or to shred. So a macerator pump is a wastewater pump that is allowing you to install a toilet below the drainage point. And then it would pump the waste from that macerator to the main drain. No need for gravity drainage because of the waste being pumped. Waste would not need to go through a large wall pipe, 110 mil gravity fed line. You can now discharge waste in a 32 or even a 40 mil pipe, depending on the pump. Macerators can either be for either a single toilet. We've also got pumps that can take a full bathroom, which can include a bath, toilet, shower, wash and basin.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not only, you know, the waste that comes from toilets, but also exactly like you said now, from showers, baths, and even basins as well.
Correct.
Kitchens as well?
Oh, that would be a different range, but yes, grey water pumps, kitchen installations.
Grey water. Are we specifically actually focusing in, you did say to me, Willem, let's focus on the black water. And the,
correct.
Yeah.
This is what SaniFlow started on. This is what made us as big as we are, is the ability to install a bathroom anywhere with a small bore pipe, not needing your 110 more.
I think in our first podcast, from what I remember, was that you said, listen, you've got your 110 mil drain pipe, and to break open, if you want to convert a room in a house to like a bathroom and you have to break open and put a new, you know, that thick pipe in or whatever, it doesn't become necessary now that you have this technology that can actually macerate the waste and then with the pump push it through a smaller sized pipe. And that makes it more cost effective for the project.
Yes, in some cases.
If
your drain is right there, then you'd use conventional plumbing.
Yes.
It's only if the drain is too far or higher. Yeah.
Like you said, those impossible scenarios.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's have a look quickly. We spoke of a couple of examples of your black water, your black wastewater, black water, wastewater macerators and the systems. Let's go through a couple of examples of them.
Starting with our entry level unit, which is a SaniFlow, which is designed for a toilet only. Really easily installed. Pump is installed directly behind your toilet. You connect your toilet pan directly into the pump. It requires electricity. Normal 220, 230 electrical supply and a discharge line. When you're flushing your toilets, wastewater is then entered into the pump, cut up and pumped away. Other pumps being SaniPro, a very popular unit for a full bathroom installation, toilet, washing basin, and a shower. Similar installation directly behind your toilet, but here you're going to have your shower running into it, as well as a washing basin. which can work separately to the flushing of the toilet. And again, taking the wastewater from your shower, taking the wastewater from your washing basin and discharging it to a higher point. Other pumps, including a Sani pack, which can be used for your wall hung toilet.
Okay.
It can be installed on the left or right hand side of your toilet pan.
Oh.
Yeah. Sani Compact. Going to be some of the products I'm going to show you in your presentation shortly.
That's going to be lekker to showcase some of them. But what is the Sanifos and the, is it, do I pronounce it Sanifos?
Sanifos, they come in three models. It's the 110, which is 110 liter. Sanifos 280, 280 liter tank, which is a tank which can be buried below ground and a submersible tank, submersible pump inside the tank that would then discharge waste from an entire home or an entire business, being toilets, kitchens, bathrooms.
Yeah. All right, so typically, I'm a layperson, so I need to get my head around this. So with that tank then being buried, so typically the waste would go from the toilet, go to the tank.
Correct.
And with your pump, then the submersible pump, then pumped through the municipal link with that.
Correct. Pump it to the municipal line, yes, being on a higher level or being a very long distance away.
Oh. That's where the pump and is the benefit required for the pump is
correct.
Yes, that's lekker. That's lekker. Sani Cubic.
The Sani Cubic range is more of an inside above ground application. Can also take multiple applications from being bathrooms and kitchens. Sani Cubic 1 WP can take up to 2 complete bathrooms and 2 complete kitchens, or a combination of less. And the Sani Cubic 1 SC is a more powerful pump with a 6.3 kilowatt motor, capable of pumping 2,500 liters a minute. So that would be more of your hotels and larger applications where wastewater needs to be moved very quickly.
Just like it. Listen, Craig, but I want to ask quickly, and we are going to do a showcasing of some products now, but I want to ask quickly, aesthetically, and when it comes to, you said it uses, it's got obviously mechanisms on the inside that moves and that shreds and cuts the waste. So obviously there's sound that may be a concern to the consumer or whoever. And then obviously aesthetically, what did the products look like? I mean, we did see while we discussed a couple of the examples, we did put up some photographs for the viewers to see. But aesthetically, is it designed well? Is it?
It's an addition, or it's a solution to a problem where you were unable to install a bathroom. Mm. The pump is sometimes, or most of the case, installed behind the toilet, but it can also be hidden behind the wall or in a cupboard. The Sani pack, for instance, being used on a wall-hung toilet, can be concealed in the wall as long as you've got easy access to the pump. Mm. As to your question about sound, is they're very, very quiet and they run very quickly. So most of our pumps, or the Sani Pro, for instance, runs at 46 decibels, which is very quiet. And again, runs for 3 to 5 seconds. You won't even hear the pump activating over the system being refilled. That's how quiet the pump is.
Yeah, and it counts for a lot, especially when you mention hotels, when you mention things like offices and office complexes and those kind of things. When you're in an office, you don't want to be disturbed by a sound of mechanism running.
Correct.
In a hotel specifically, the next door or the next person in the next room doesn't want to be disturbed.
Exactly. So we pride our products on efficient and quiet technology.
I love it. Listen, Craig, we're going to do a quick showcase of some of the products now. And we're going to go to the next set. We're going to set up for that quickly, and then we'll be back just after that.
Forward to it. Thanks, Willem.
Amir, so that's finally on TV. On Plumbing TV.
The truth told.
Listen, we went through a couple of examples of your products and the different ranges and the different models. And I just want to reiterate to our listeners and our viewers out there that today we're focusing on Saniflow's range of black water, wastewater solutions, the macerators and pumps. So of these that you brought along,
what range does this come from and what specific model of that range is this?
This is our Sani Pro XR, very, very popular unit, which is in our full bathroom range. This pump then taking a toilet, washing basin and a shower.
All right. And where would this typically be installed? Is this going to be behind the toilet? Is this going to be...
This is our domestic version of a macerating pump, which is installed directly behind a toilet pan, being for a closed couple toilet.
All right.
Toilet comes right in there.
All right. This is the inlet coming from the toilet or wherever else?
Correct.
But now my question is, if this is mounted behind the toilet, right? Where does your bathroom, where does your bathtub's water come to get in here? How does it get to this?
This one wouldn't be able to take a bathtub, but a shower. So for instance, you'd raise your shower where it would be on the left or right hand side. Okay. Raise your shower and your gravity fed line will then be fed into your pump on the left or right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Once the water enters the pump, it dries, activate the motor and then discharge the waste.
All right. And you also mentioned something about a bidet.
Correct. This Sani Pro XR can take a toilet, washing basin, a shower, and a bidet or two washing basins, but not for a bath.
Not for a bath. That's my mistake. My bad.
We do have a Sani Plus, which is then for a full bathroom, which also includes a bath, which is a little bit larger tank, enabling it to pump up the wastewater from the bath.
Craig, at the back here, I see the electrical connection. Yes. So I hope that our viewers can check it or see it on camera there. But this is where you said the normal 220
to 30 volt, correct? Right. The unit does have a motor in it, so it requires electricity in order for it to operate.
Okay. And then this little thing here, what is this rubber effect?
This is your inlet connector where you'd either install your wash hand basin or your shower, depending on which side you'd like to. Okay. Use your inlet.
All right.
Yeah. Very versatile.
Hang on a second. I want to ask something. And I need to reiterate and remind everybody that I'm the lay person. Yeah.
Go for it.
Is this piece closed? Yeah.
It is. Or so it's an extra inlet. It's optional to use it or not use it. If I were to use it, I would cut that off with a hacksaw and simply clamp on my rubber fitting. For my wash hand basin.
The fact that the technician, when they do the installation of the product, the fact that they cut the product, it doesn't do anything to the warranty or the guarantee.
Not at all, no. Unless like if they cut it badly, then it wouldn't be a warranty claim. Yes.
Craig, but you also, I know that in some instances, you also go around and give some training on the products, et cetera, right? Besides the plumbing expos and wherever you exhibit, you also do get training on proper installation. You've got installation guides for the products.
Correct. Like anything, it needs to be used correctly and installed correctly in order for it to last a very long time. So we offer free training to all plumbers or anyone in the field of installing bathrooms on how to correctly install the SaniFlip pumps and how to correctly select the correct units for each application.
But also to sell the benefits of it to the consumer.
Correct. To find the need for the pump. Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything specific that you want to tell us about this specific model here?
It's got a carbon filter on the vent, no smells, can leave the pump. So once the wastewater has entered the unit, there's no fumes or odors leaving the unit. Very, very silent. As explained earlier, this model runs at 46 decibels,
which is
extremely quiet. And when you flush the toilet, within 3 to 5 seconds, your waste has already left the pump and the pump is already switched off.
Unreal.
Ready for the next use.
3 to 5 seconds. Is it straight in this thing?
Yes, there is.
And in other words, 3 to 5 seconds, that thing shreds.
And discharges the waste. Yes.
Okay. All right. It blows my mind.
This model can also have an alarm, which is a high water level alarm, which can be attached on the pump as an accessory. So if the water level were to rise too high inside the tank, it would also then notify the end user to have the unit checked.
Yes. Okay.
Another benefit is it is service and maintenance free as long as it's being used and installed correctly. It is as reliable as a conventional way.
Just lifespan?
10 to 15 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, investment. That's an investment. Just like. Yeah, it's lucky to hear the benefits. Anything else on this model, or shall we move on to the next one?
Let's move on to the next one.
I'm going to take this out of your hands.
Thank you so much. This here is our Sany Access. Exactly the same concept as a Sany Pro XR, installed directly behind the toilet. What makes this pump special is it's got a built-in active charcoal filter, carbon filter, and it's got easy access to your macerating cage and easy access to your electrical components. Should this unit get blocked with a wet wipe, it's easily removed through this panel. This would be very nice in a semi-domestic, semi-commercial application, bed and breakfast, where you don't have control what's being flushed down the toilet, but you have a maintenance team that's readily available to quickly remove anything out of the pump.
That's lekker.
Also, quiet technology, reliable technology.
Again, you mentioned bed and breakfast, hotel, that kind of environment and setup. Fact is, you don't want to your guest in the next room to be bothered every time the guy in the next door flushes their toilet. You know, the person in the next room. But I want to get back to that. You again pointed out that it's got some kind of filter. That is it, the carbon filter? What did you call it?
Correct. It's a charcoal carbon filter that would neutralize any odors that leave the pump.
That's the purpose of the filter.
Correct.
For the odors.
Correct.
That's interesting.
So South African standard doesn't require a vent to exit the building, allowing this SaniFlow pump to be vented inside the building with thanks to that filter that neutralizes those odors.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. Anything else on this specific baby?
I love this pump.
It's your favorite.
I think it's because of the easy access. Sometimes just planning ahead, having easy access can save a lot of time in the future.
Mm.
Yeah.
Neil, shall we move on to the next one?
Thank you.
Take this off your hands. It's a little bit heavier than, It's a lot heavier than the previous model you showed.
Correct. That's a demo pump, and this is a real physical unit.
Yes.
So
we should have taken this one out the box on camera. It's the unboxing part, you see.
We can. Next, we've got our Sany Pack. This is my first favorite pump. Reason why I like the Sany Pack is because it can be hidden.
But this now, it's inlet, and I'm cutting you short, and I'm actually interrupting, and it's rude of me, I know, but you know me, man.
That's plumbers.
The inlet from the toilet or wherever the wastewater is coming from is on the side now, which is correct. Strange.
So this pump here would be designed for your wall-hung toilets where your inlet is coming in from the left or right-hand side of your wall-hung pan.
Yeah, okay.
Why I like the Sany Pack again is it's very discreet. It can be hidden inside a crevice in the wall as long as you've got access to the pump. Installed, again, on the left or right-hand side, simply just turned around depending on which side your wall-hung toilet is coming in.
It's like... The way, obviously, functionality is the exact same as the other products.
Exactly. Toilet, wash and basin, shower installation. You got your wash and basin installation over there. Your carbon filter that would then, again, neutralize any of the smells. And again, this will last the life expectancy of the pump. No need to replace, wash or maintain that filter.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, technology.
Also works off of electricity, your shower inlet coming in there. And you can have a look at the macerating technology that is required in there.
I see the shredder in there. I actually see the blades. Wish we could, we'll chuck in a demo video of something like that into the episode.
Very sharp macerating cutter. That would cut up any human waste and toilet paper before it then pumps it away. Stainless steel. Wouldn't need to be sharpened, wouldn't need to be replaced again over its life expectancy.
Well, that thing to last about 15 years, you said?
Yes.
So it's quite a long time, right?
Yes.
There was something interesting that you said, Craig. You mentioned in an environment where you don't really have control over what gets flushed down the toilet, right? At your house, you would typically ask your guests and say, okay, listen, or put up a little... Nobody wants to put up a sign in their own personal bathroom to say, don't flush this or whatever. But it's preferable that certain things don't get flushed down the toilet. Look, in any way, You wouldn't want people to just flush anything down a toilet, whether it's a conventional system. But more specifically with this, is it recommendable that the technician properly inform their consumer and the end user to say, listen, be careful, please don't flush certain things down?
Definitely. So in your home environments, it's a lot more controlled. You do have control over what can be flushed down the toilet with a funny sign or a dustbin in the bathroom are all ways that you can stop people from flushing those funny things down the toilet. With the technology we have here, so if that stuff were to be flushed down the toilet, your kid flushes a toy or car keys down the toilet, it's easily removable and won't cause any damage to the unit.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. That's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah, because the thought would always come that you know, your end user or your technician is always going to say, okay, but what in case? Yes. In case this happens or in case that happens, worst case scenario. They're always going to ask those kind of questions before they actually either recommend or install the product.
Correct. But like anything, if it's misused, there's always a scenario on how to fix it and how to resolve the issue. And that's what we're here for as well, is to help you unblock it. Replace switches should it need.
Okay. Anything else in this regard, or can we move on to the next?
Can also take an alarm.
And it can.
Yeah.
Also for the water level, did you
there
say?
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, that's lekker. That's what I'm saying. Technology, ne?
Quickly move on to our installation manual for the Sani Pack, which is supplied when purchasing the pump.
This is the one we had just now.
Yes. Right. Easy step for step on how to install the unit correctly with the correct pipe sizes, the correct shower heights, contact details, user manuals.
Those are like, and these are actually things that that can be left with the consumer,
exactly,
the end user.
So if there was any issues with the pump or if they have any questions regarding the unit, the user manual actually has all the information.
Like a
Our Sani Best Pro is a commercial grinding system, which is for more public spaces where you don't have control what's being flushed down the toilet. This will take the accidental flushing of wet wipes, tampons, etc., due to its larger, more powerful motor and also due to its different cutting technology.
Is it because of its different cutting technology and the stronger blades, the stronger the motor, the stronger mechanism? Is it slightly more on the more expensive range as well?
Correct, yes. This would, again, be used in a public bathroom, a KFC public space toilet or a shopping mall. Yes, but because of its more powerful motor and the grinding system, it is also a little bit louder. But being in a commercial public space, not necessarily always going to be an issue.
Especially in a shopping mall. I also know that when you get to, you refer to a takeaway shop like a KFC that has a, you know, a toilet that can be used by public or some of their patrons. It's sort of out of sight, and it's not, and typically those environments are already noisy.
Yes.
So it's not going to be a disturbance.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like it's an office right next to a toilet that's located right next to an office and somebody sitting at a desk and it's like, you know,
exactly.
So it's actually quite cool.
Yeah, we have a transparent version of the Sani Best Pro to clearly show you how the motor is seated inside the tank with your commercial grinding system situated at the bottom of the motor where the waste is then sucked in, ground up before it is then discharged through your inside discharge pipe and at your external discharge line.
Great. Quickly from this is a see-through sort of container system, if you want to call it that. So is this mainly going to be filled with water and then the whatever it shreds in the black part there where the mechanism is? Or
with the Sani Best Pro, when you flush the toilet, all the wastewater from that toilet flush is falling into the entire tank.
Okay.
And then thanks to the technology used, the water is pushed around inside the tank and then almost sucked into the motor where it would be cut up. Thanks to, again, an impeller.
Yeah.
Discharged. On the side, you've got your switch, which is detecting your water level inside the tank.
Mm.
Very simple.
Sure. typically that would warn, I mean, because it needs to shred, I mean, it's 3 to 4 seconds you mentioned, but still, if the water, if the level rises too quickly for it before it shreds and pumps out, that's when the other products, the alarms would go off and those kind of things.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. See, again, I'm the layperson. I'm learning here now. Craig, anything else on this model here?
They don't always come see-through. So this is purely just for showing you guys.
Ah, which is lacquer. I did say to you when I invited you for this podcast, I said, do you have something that's cut in half so we can show them the inside?
This, there you go.
This is as close as we can get.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, we've got our Sunny Compact, which is again a macerating toilet for a half bathroom installation.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a normal toilet.
It does. A ceramic toilet with a built-in macerator, again, allowing you to install a half bathroom where there's no access to the drain, being a ceramic toilet on its own. Also allowing you to install a wash hand basin to connect to the toilet pan. It's got a dual flush push button for activation.
Oh, word.
You can also control the volume of water. For a half a flush, you're only using 1.8 liters. And for a full flush, you're using 3 liters, which also makes it a water-saving toilet.
Oh, you see, again, water-scarce country, solution to a water-scarce country, but it is more than just saving water. It also does the macerating
part. There we go. Very simple and easy to install.
Pretty cool with the macerating part being built on the inside. Let's show that to our viewers. Because it's completely hidden. I mean, you install this thing, and nobody would even know. Craig, come stand here next to me. And then what we'll do is we'll just shift the angle like this so our viewers can still see.
Thank you so much.
And you can check, you can just demo from there.
So for an installation, you'd require a water supply line that would be connected directly to this. You've got your electrical supply as well as then your discharge line, which would be connected over here. And this is the connection where you'd actually connect your wash hand basin, should it be required. Unit is fastened directly to the ground, easily through mounting brackets, which can easily be screwed onto the floor and onto the Sunny Compact.
Craig, something that you said to me was the reduced volume of water needed to flush.
Yes.
Is that because of the fact that it's pumped?
Correct, exactly. Wastewater is controlled through a solenoid valve, which is supplied into the unit by the pressing of the button.
And the pump actually helps it because usually the volume of water helps to flush a lot of stuff away.
Exactly.
The more stuff there is to flush, the more volumes of water you need to flush it away.
Yes.
So in this case now, because there's a pump here, it uses less.
Exactly.
Doesn't that same principle, in a way, apply to the other products and the other models you've showed as well?
Yes. Well, I think the minimum requirement of water for one of our Sunny Pro XR would be a minimum of 3 liters.
Yes.
So they are adjusted to depending on European markets because European toilets are really using a lot less water.
Yeah. I know because, I mean, if you say a minimum of 3 and it can still flush and completely clean out that whatever waste is in that toilet, I mean, to think of the cistern in my personal house, it's got a level of 10 liters of water.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, to save 7 liters of water per flush.
Yes.
It boils down to the fact that we're a water scarce country.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. Yay, the consumers, you know, they shouldn't underestimate plumbing and the technology in plumbing.
And how it's involved. Yeah. We're spoiled for choice nowadays.
Yeah. Yes. And the fact that, you know, it serves a greater purpose than just macerating stuff and pumping it away. It also serves the purpose of saving water. It makes things possible what it wasn't possible before.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Ned, anything else? I noticed a pump standing here. Did you want to chat about the pump as well?
This is, again, one of the smaller or submersible pumps that can be used, which can go in the Sunny Force range. Earlier, we explained the Sunny Force 110, the 280, and the 610 liter. And this is a submersible pump that would be fitted inside of those tanks. with a simple float on it.
It's a pretty sturdy pump.
It is. And again, showing you the cutting technology on the bottom of our unit. This is, again, our commercial range. Would accept the accidental flushing of wet wipes,
okay.
tampons, etc.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Easily serviceable, easily removable, should it be required.
Interesting, Craig. Always, again, as a layperson, you know, it's to me understanding the or trying to wrap my head around the fact that it does two things at once. It shreds while it pumps.
Yes.
It's a pump and a shredder in one. It's,
correct.
It's one thing.
Yes.
That's actually pretty cool. Because usually, you know, as a consumer, as a layperson, our minds would go, it's either a pump or a shredder.
Yeah.
But in this case now, it does both. Yeah. Quite a cool range, man. Yeah.
Thank you. And most importantly, it abides to all South African standards. SAN standards, as well as we have all our international affiliations required for macerating pumps, lifting stations, etc.
All the approvals, all the accreditations, those kind of things.
Worldwide, the international standards.
Yeah. Yes. All the proper tests and hoops and loops gone through.
There you go.
Got the stamp ready to go. It's a very important thing, especially when it comes to, you know, the PRB registered plumbers. You know, we try and enforce compliance. Not only workmanship, but also the products that they recommend and install.
It's important.
Yeah.
For the end user.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Craig, awesomeness.
Yeah.
Let's go have a seat again. Yes. lekker, man. Lekker demo, lekker showcasing.
I think it's good for the plumbers and the viewers to see. And actually, even the consumers, if they're watching the episode, just to see what the products look like, actually.
Yep.
And then also to hear the benefits of each and how they work and function. I mean, they can immediately, just from what you've showed and what you've explained, they can immediately see how they will apply it and where they can apply it as solutions to those impossible scenarios.
Thank you so very much, Willem, for letting me show you the products and basically do an unboxing, showing the customers what they're going to receive when they purchase our products. Show them the quality of the plastic. Show them the quality of the fittings. It was really a pleasure working with you, Willem. Thank you.
Absolutely. But before we say goodbye and come to an end or a close of this episode, just a quick recap of where the consumers and where the installers can actually find your products. Who stocks your products? Do you have your own stores, or where can they find your products?
Saniflow products can be found at all major plumbing suppliers in all major areas around South Africa. So where your plumbers are generally buying their PVC pipes and plumbing materials, they'll find a Saniflow, definitely.
And also it's your major retailers and franchise supply stores, but also then your more local and your smaller independent stores as well?
Definitely.
All right. And stock, is it 100%. Sufficient? Not to worry that if a person has to wait for stock to come in and the project is delayed or something like that?
Most of the time, 99% of the time, we have all our products available in stock and ready to assist with any project.
Craig, and then one last question. When we started off and I said that the portfolio that you fulfill at Saniflow is one of focusing on the after-sales services. But my question was going to be, and it was going to be the last plumbers always ask it, the installers and the technicians and sometimes even the consumers, the end user, they always ask, okay, so if something goes wrong, or if I need technical assistance on it or warranties and guarantees and those kind of things, I'm going to give you the floor.
100% of the parts are readily available in South Africa, spare parts, motors, whatever you should need. In order for you to obtain a service agent in your area, you can either be directed to our website or to contact us directly at our offices. And we'd be able to point you in the correct direction on your possible solution for your issue. Depending on where you are and depending on the pump you have, we'll definitely be able to assist you with almost any issue.
And fairly quickly as well.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Craig, it was awesome to have you back. I think there's an opportunity to do another podcast with you because you've got other a different range. We spoke of the gray water range of products as well.
Yes.
And I think that's also becoming a massive topic in the South African plumbing industry. I mean, we are a water scarce country.
Yes.
And if there are products that can help people reuse and reapply water like gray water systems, you know, it's definitely something that we need to share with the technicians so that they can educate their customers and the consumers about it and recommend those kind of products and solutions to them. So definitely want to invite you back for another podcast.
Completely agree, and I look forward to the next one.
Awesome. Great. Awesome for your time, for having come in. Lucky to see you again. I always see you at all the plumbing expos and plumbing evenings and plumbing events and stuff like that. It was good to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Willem.
Awesome. And all the best for Sandflow.
Thank you. Till next time.
Yep, for sure.